Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dude, Dan Day is here.
What's up, Dan Day?
Whoop, whoop.
How was...
How was your celebratory game day uncensored yesterday, a post-game victory?
Beautiful. Went right on as Jason Sanders got ready to kick it, and I was already calling the victory right there. I was confident in my man, even though that terrible kick previously in the quarter. But, nah, it was great, man. Love the pregame, love the postgame, love all of it.
I did want to come into this season with more... I wanted to come into the season with more optimism on Jason Sanders, but then he immediately scared me with missing that kick, and I was like, oh, God. All right. Hopefully he gets this one. Hopefully this is the one that – oh, good.
It was funny because when Doug Peterson went for it on fourth down, what a bad call.
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, at least they gifted us 3 points. Wrong.
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm like, how do you let such a boneheaded decision go with no consequences? And thankfully – he atoned for his sins, and he was able to get that one. Let us get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 Hyundai models in the new inventory with the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Been talking about the Miami Dolphins victory, 20-17. Starts the year 1-0. We now turn our attention to Thursday Night Football. Comes right up. 8-15 against the Buffalo Bills, who are 1-0 themselves. Everybody in the AFC is currently 1-0. We will find out if the Jets can keep up that pace tonight. They have Monday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. You can hear that tonight right here on 560 WQAM, Leroy, if you're riding around. I feel like...
Or if I don't have DirecTV.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or if I don't have DirecTV.
I feel like you're going to be sleepy boos.
I don't know.
I feel like you're one big meal. Night, night chant.
I mean, all I've had, and I think the last time I ate was at the game. And then I just had a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Mm-hmm. But just that doesn't count. That was fuel to keep you awake.
Yes.
Like a sit down, enjoyable meal. It's been since the game. And you turned out crab legs.
Yeah. Not even sit down. Like, they had all kinds of stuff. But. Like, I hate when it get too fancy, right? Like, you go to these things and, you know, they have a, like, it's a buffet, but They do like the little prepared plates where they make, like, you can't just go up there and get, you know, like, they had salmon. You can't just get salmon. They take salmon, put it on a bed of rice and a carrot. I'm like, what if I just want a couple of pieces of salmon? Right? No. Mm-hmm. And they do that. They did it with chicken. And then they had, little tiny beef Wellingtons. Right? Sounded
it's like
great.
Pigs in a blanket, but it's cow in a blanket.
Yes.
Is beef Wellington when they put like croissants around it?
It's like a croissant.
Pate.
Yeah.
They put pate and croissant around filet.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Then at halftime, they changed the whole thing. And then it's wings and like that. Now, over in the corner on the wall right there, there's always sausages and sauerkraut and grilled onions and hot dogs and chili. So you could always get that. But that changes. So then you get the wings, and then you had fried, macaroni balls, macaroni cheese balls. Right? And stuff like that. But then in our little room, in the corner, they had crab legs and shrimp and sushi. Well, I ain't touch none of that, right? I don't want to walk around the stadium smelling like crab because, you know, you get that crab juice get all over you. You're just smelling like seafood. So I just stayed away from that.
This is from the Miami Herald. Appreciate Dolphin Kane sending this our way. But this says, body cam footage led police director to reassign officer in Tyreek Hill detention. Body cam, as they write, body cam footage from the roadside detention of Miami Dolphins player Tyreek Hill led to Miami-Dade Police Department Director Stephanie Daniels to temporarily transfer one of the officers to administrative duty, she said Monday morning. In a brief interview, Daniels said that she had seen a portion of the body cam footage from the officers involved in the pregame incident on Sunday when Hill was handcuffed and placed on the curb during a traffic stop on his way to Hard Rock Stadium. Quote, I've seen some of it, Daniels said of the footage. That is why one of the officers is placed on administrative duties. Daniels is an appointee of Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava, has not said in public statements if there was misconduct in the detention of Hill. In press statements, Hill called his detention unjustified and speculated that what would have happened to him if he wasn't a celebrity in that situation. So there we go. The body cam footage. The county's police department has declined to release the body cam footage, citing an ongoing investigation in the incident. The Miami Herald has requested body camera video from the Miami-Dade police on Sunday.
Notice they have said just enough to give you, to give the appearance that something is being done while nothing is being done. So, which means it's going to get ugly.
Jeff Darlington reported last hour Tyreek Hill received two citations as a result of his traffic stop, careless driving, and a seatbelt violation.
So there you go. So let me get this right. Careless driving.
Yep.
Which is not as bad as reckless driving.
It doesn't sound as bad as reckless driving.
And a seatbelt violation. So at that point, they're trying to charge him with as much as they possibly can because they damn near curb stomped him.
That's right.
Right? Now, all I want to know is this. What is it called again? Not reckless driving.
Careless.
Careless driving, which means it wasn't reckless, and a seatbelt infraction. And I would like to know, when was the last time any police department handcuffed somebody and only charged them with that and put their face on the pavement? I'll wait. Because I'm gonna say probably never. It sounds like minor infractions and you got a guy on his face on the pavement. And the only thing they can say to me right now is he's been reassigned, which means he's still getting paid.
That's right. Jeff Darlington also said Calais Campbell, who said after the game police told him they briefly placed him in handcuffs for disobeying a direct order.
Oh, so listen, boy, or we gonna put you in handcuffs. That's what they basically trying to say.
Did not end up receiving a citation.
For what? What you gonna give him a citation for? Being black? Because that's about what it sounds like. Y'all, see, let me tell you something. And I'm gonna say this, and I mean every bit of this. Right?
the next time y'all hear somebody complain about this, I don't want nobody to say nothing. Okay? All these people out here saying, well, you should do this. Well, you should do that. Calais Campbell got handcuffed because he wouldn't listen. That's it. A grown-ass man wouldn't listen. Very like he's a damn child. While his friend, his face is on the pavement. He shouldn't have no questions. He shouldn't say nothing to authority. Nothing. You drive by and see your boy on the street like that for a speeding infraction, and you ask questions, and then you get handcuffed? Does nobody not have a problem with that? I say just try being black, okay? And then get at me.
Wild, man.
I bet you, like I said, Braxton Berrios, hey, guy, pay attention. Next time, you know, why don't you? Right.
Mm-mm. The Miami-Dade Police Department told Darlington this morning that it remains an internal investigation, so they cannot provide details on what's led to the citation.
Of course not. Of course not.
Or why Hill was detained face down on the ground in handcuffs.
Oh, they're not going to say that because they don't have an answer.
One of the officers on the scene remains on administrative duty. What do you think that means today?
You know what that means?
Is he like doing a spreadsheet? Like, what does
no,
that mean?
No. It means nothing. It just sounds good, right? It sounds good. Administrative leave means you still get your check. Go hang out at home for a couple of days while we straighten this out. Now, I'm going to put another twist on it. Look at it from an athlete's perspective. If we get caught up in anything like that, right? Everybody want answers and responses right away. They want them suspended. They want this. They want the commissioner to do something. They want the team to do something right now.
Of course.
Why is this any different? When the shoe's on the other foot, why is this any different? Why shouldn't I feel that way when I see all these athletes, before they have their day in court, getting suspended for an amount of time?
I will say to, you know, the media in this, it does feel like they are trying to press Miami-Dade police on this. I don't know why they can feel like they
why
can just...
should they? Why should they have to? See, and understand where I'm coming from. I am speaking from the standpoint of all the things that I have seen. Anytime an athlete gets caught up in something.
Yeah, you want immediate repercussions.
Everybody wants immediate repercussions.
Yep.
Everybody wants something to happen right away, right? And now something happened to an athlete and nobody, oh, well, we're reviewing it. We put it with and nobody has a problem with it.
Well, the thing that's other crazy, it's not only that, hey, what if he wasn't Tyreek Hill, but also, like, what if Tyreek Hill, like, if the officer kicked him, like, what if Tyreek Hill's, like, MCL got, like, busted in the midst of this situation? Like, what if he couldn't have gone? Like, it's pretty amazing that he was able
to
just...
He could have very easily, because let me explain something to you. I know a bunch of people that got their face busted up for no reason because they had their hands behind their back and the guy clipped them and they went face first on the pavement. So what if something like that would have happened?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we no. Yeah, what would have happened if he would have missed the game?
Yeah.
So, like, I would say this, and I'm going to be fair to both sides of it, because guess what? I'm going to do more than anybody would have done if it was an athlete. And I'm going to say this. If Tyreek had done something, right, if he was an aggressive, if he got in his face, right, if he had done something to warrant having his face put on the pavement, I would have a different conversation. And I would be honest about it. And I would say, hey, when you're in a situation like that, it's your job to get out of it. Okay? But based on what they charged him with, I'm having a hard time seeing a man supposed to be on his face, on the pavement, handcuffed.
I do have a statement from the police union on it. Is this somebody leaving? Fog Boy?
Frog Boy. He's out.
See ya, Frog Boy. This is from Andy Slater. He has a statement from the police union. This is what they say. Before the game, before the Dolphins game yesterday, an incident occurred where Tyreek Hill was placed in handcuffs.
He wasn't placed in handcuffs!
Let me finish the statement. Before being released, First, to be clear, at no time was he ever under arrest. He was briefly detained for officer safety after driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others at great risk of danger. Upon being stopped, Mr. Hill was not immediately cooperative with the officers on the scene, who, pursuant to policy for their immediate safety, placed Mr. Hill in handcuffs. Mr. Hill, still uncooperative, refused to sit on the ground and was therefore redirected to the ground. Once the situation was sorted out, within a few minutes, Mr. Hill was issued two traffic citations and was free to leave. You want more?
Again, I would like to know, what did he do that was so egregious that a guy had to Karate Kid him and take him to the ground?
We would like to stress to the community to use this as an opportunity to remember that it is always best to obey lawful police commands first and complain later. We have worked hard across the communities to bridge the gap between what people believe is law enforcement should and can do, and will continue to do so. In this case, while we wait for the investigation to run its course, based on what we know, we stand with the actions of our officers, but look forward to further open communication moving forward. While we are confident in the actions that led to stop Mr. Hill, as with any investigation, we'll wait for the facts to come out, along with an explanation Mr. Hill may have for his actions that initiated the unfortunate incident.
That kind of said like you already released the facts, which you say what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
That you kind of said that what they did was okay. That's basically what he said.
Yep.
I would just like to know, like, again, what happened to the point where you had four guys and one guy took the initiative to take him down that aggressively? Right?
Yeah.
Like, what... Like, what, like...
Before we fix your camera, a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Let me see. It looks a little... Winds aren't moving very much, so neither are the clouds. So I'm going to say it's 5 to 10, but you never know. Looks like it's coming out of the east, southeast, because I see a plane taking off from right to left. And the temperature looks pretty cool. There's got to be 85, 90 degrees, which feels balmy and hot based on what I just came from.
I can't believe.
I don't even know what it's like anymore. Under 60 degrees? What the hell
for
is that?
For a whole day.
What is life like that like?
Oh, my goodness. It was Listen, I was ready to take all the money out of my pocket and get whatever I could.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But to and I could have got a better jacket if I hadn't spent $80 for parking.
Jeez.
What?
And that was at Michigan. You were cold
at Michigan.
Ward can't go to the equipment guy and be like, "Hey, get my guy a sweatshirt."
I couldn't because I was chasing Eric around. I couldn't hook up with my boy. I'm like,
Matt, it was really hot down here, guys.
I would have taken it. I would have taken it.
No, you would have not.
Yes, I would have.
No, Figgy, don't be like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Cold weather sucks.
It does suck.
Jennifer?
You know what?
Jennifer?
You are using my method.
What?
The less you are, the better.
That's a terrible method.
That's a terrible method.
That's a great method.
And you're only saying that when you're high on moonshine or drunk on moonshine.
I was not.
You definitely were.
Can I just say this? Moonshine wasn't fixing that cold. Like, it wasn't a moon.
And
plus, and keep in mind, I couldn't.
That.
I had to drive 2.5 hours.
Well,
right after the game.
Put your seat warmers on.
Huh?
Put your seat warmers on.
That car didn't have no seat warmers.
Really?
No. Huh. But I tell you what, it was really cool because it was a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
It only cost $30 to fill it up.
Hmm.
Now, gas was right around $3, but it only, like, it was $30 each time to fill it up. So, and you got like 300 miles on tank. When you started, you couldn't tell it was on.
How much are you rooting against Tom Brady? And I'd be honest.
Tom Brady.
I mean, not Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not rooting against him.
Nah, come on, dude.
I'm not like.
Nah, come on, dude.
Hold on.
You've had a lot of roasting of him in this offseason. You're gonna root out. You're gonna root against him.
No, I did not roast.
Come on, dude.
See, this is what I love.
Hmm?
I love doing a show with you, and you take what I'm saying as saying I don't like Aaron Rodgers, and I'm like again. For the same thing I said about Joe Burrow, for the same thing I've said about a lot of guys coming back from injury,
mm-hmm.
Like, we all assume, okay, let's just put this quarterback and all our stuff is going to get better. I'm like, but you led the league in picks. I mean, in sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the worst blocking teams ever. Isn't that more important than who's playing quarterback? Because if you don't protect him, you're going to get him killed again.
Well, it is unless that quarterback and is Zach Wilson.
And he's coming back from an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I have all those questions.
And he doesn't believe in science. Like, you know, right. Jalen Phillips beat science, but he believes in science.
Again, I have all those questions. You guys have taken those questions, which are legitimate questions and legitimate concerns, and say, oh, you just don't like Aaron Rodgers because you want to avoid those issues. Those are legitimate reasons, legitimate issues, things that have plagued them for the last couple of years.
So you think the 49ers are going to smoke them tonight?
What's
the line?
Yeah.
I think it's like 3.5.
3.5. So it's
San Francisco, 3.5.
If it was 3, you would take San Francisco. 3.5 means.
You don't think they'll win by a touchdown?
Huh?
You don't think they can win by a touchdown?
If I had to make a pick, I'm taking San Francisco.
Okay.
But. It's because I'm taking San Francisco because they're really good.
Not because you're against Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm not against Aaron Rodgers. Like, a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles on a team that didn't protect their quarterback,
I'm not just going to make the assumption that, oh, they just going to be Super Bowl contenders.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, I think the guy goes on a spirit quest and thinks his Achilles is going to heal by wrapping in banana leaves.
So what do you think? Because they think, and a lot of people think, that the Jets are Super Bowl contenders. I think it's laughable. Because the things that have plagued them the last couple of years, quarterback was maybe third on the list.
I just picture it all being very sensitive with them. So I feel like a couple of bad weeks, and I think it could all fall apart from them. I see ideally
that's
where
part of it.
I could see ideally where it would.
But that's part of it. You understand? That's
part
of it.
It feels very sensitive.
Right. So they don't seem like a team that's all that confident. If you saying in 2 weeks they have two bad weeks that they can, you know, lose it. And I'm just waiting. And tell me if I'm off on this. I'm just waiting for the quarterback and the coach to clash.
Me too.
Okay.
And if they get blown out tonight, oh, I'm going to go hug my television. I'm going to bask in the warmth of the glow of Jet Up tomorrow morning.
Which I won't be able to see.
Some good old grief listening. No, you won't be able to.
Right.
I'll give you my password.
There's a Jim Harbaugh stat line. Chargers rush for 176 yards.
Why is he so aggressively
yards?
Looking at the camera like that?
Huh?
He's very aggressive in looking at the camera like that.
Like, why is glasses so big? So he could see everywhere? Look how big those glasses are and how little his eyeballs are.
It's like Rick Moranis.
Yes. Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Take a break.
Also, Ghostbuster.
Play All Right, Oh No to close things out after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It was a fun victory Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Right back at it on Thursday. Statement game against the Buffalo Bills. Let's play a little All Right. Oh, no. My All Right. A lot of Dolphins choices I could go with. But I am going to go with the man who switched that game on its head, Javon Holland.
All right.
Punched that football out. Completely swung the momentum of that game. Great performance by the snowman.
Yep.
He was, you know, didn't say one thing about his contract. All obviously didn't show the money sign, which, you know, was very deserved after this game. He's probably looking up at, hey, Mr. Ross, what do I got to do, man?
I have a feeling.
Everyone else is getting bags.
I have a feeling that is coming.
Think so?
Look at how they take care of everybody else.
They should. He deserves it. Great performance by him. Swung that game on. Said, my oh no. Oh, man. I'm going with Tom Brady. You bored me to death.
No.
You bored me to death. I thought you stunk on the broadcast. I was ready for some razzle-dazzle. I was ready for Romo 2.0.
Were you really waiting for some razzle-dazzle?
I was. I was like, all right, come on.
Razzle-dazzle?
I was, J-Fig. I was like, all right, Tom Brady, you've had a year for your job. Where you been, dude? And it's like, great play, man.
See, the man's great at everything, it seems like. So why wouldn't he be great at anything?
Right.
Because
Tobin expects failure from him.
No, I would say give it a minute. Somebody's in his ear. You best believe they're giving him $300+ million. Somebody's in his ear.
What do you think about this? Trade skis. Fox and the Browns trade Deshaun Watson for Tom Brady. So Tom Brady goes and plays quarterback while Deshaun Watson goes and broadcasts. Same money. No. Would you take Tom Brady and the Browns right now?
No.
Come on, be honest.
No.
Come on, be honest right now.
No.
I'm telling you right this week.
Let me explain something to you.
This week.
Hey, think about this. Deshaun Watson actually ran for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady cannot. It would get ugly quick.
You wouldn't take Tom Brady right now on the Browns, dude.
Not at all.
You had Joe Flacco last year.
No. No.
Okay.
No, I don't know what you think old looks like on a football field. But no.
I think Tom Brady was probably so distracted during that game because he was thinking about, could I take Deshaun Watson's job right now?
Huh?
I think he was so distracted during the broadcast because all he kept thinking about is, could I take this guy's job right now? Could I do that?
No.
What do you got, dude, for all right? I don't know.
So my all right, and if you want a championship team, right? And you want a team that's going to compete for a championship, you need a team that can win games in a number of ways. And it's safe to say that this game, the way it played out in the first half, they wouldn't have won this game last year.
I agree with that.
So that's my all right.
All right.
Just seeing the team, maybe that's improvement, you know, but to see them win a game differently than just boat racing people and holding on. So I was very impressed by that, to go down 14 and still be able to win the game. Because keep in mind, they only scored 20. So the defense had to hold them for damn near the rest of the game.
Stolen McRib says, don't worry, Leroy. The refs will penalize anyone who looks at old Tommy. He's right about that.
Yes.
Roughing the passer. McDaniel got pissed that Tua didn't get that one call. He was furious.
My oh no. And I'm gonna say this. Like, you know, I'm a positive guy when it comes to players.
Of course.
I can't visually accept what I'm seeing with Deshaun Watson.
Oh no!
I don't understand it. I don't know what it is. But
I can think of a few things. I can think of, took a year off of football, was riddled in a horrible scandal, changed locations with the pressure of a big deal, and it appears that his shoulder is made of ramen noodle now. So I would say, oh, and also my offensive line sucks. And I haven't been very consistent in the games I've played. I would say that's a pretty big recipe to not being who you were.
But the problem, the most important problem, were the first three.
Because
it was his own doing.
Of course.
Okay. The last two we may give you a bit of a pass on. But if
I'm adding on top of
the reasons why, if the reasons why you're playing poorly have more to do with the first three, I'd be more upset about that,
because
that's your own doing, right? So, yeah, he gets my own no, and you know I'm not the guy that does this.
I know.
But
you've been patient.
It is. It pains me. Yeah.
J-Fig, great shirt, by the way. I didn't notice it.
Thank
what is that
you.
Meta? Oh,
Meddler. No.
This is Murderer.
This is Metallica. And this is Slayer.
Oh.
Yeah.
She loves the rock and roll.
I was just reading the damn word. Sorry.
What is your all right and oh no, J-Fig?
So my obvious all right goes to Vladimir for his excellent
reporting. That was great reporting.
For doing a show bit.
That was great reporting.
He did a show bit while he was working. And asked Jalen
That dude was boots on the ground, and he goes in there and he tells Jalen Phillips, you know, some have said you beat science. It's just great work by Vlad.
Great work by Vlad.
And my oh no obviously goes to waking up to a bunch of notifications of Tyreek Hill and his whole incident.
You woke up. So what did you?
No.
What kind of a bender did you go on?
It was a floor clock game.
No. The news came out about Tyreek.
No, it was a 1 o'clock game. I'm sorry.
No. But the news came out around 11 o'clock. When did you sleep till?
10:30.
What time did you sleep till?
No, seriously. Like around 10:30, 11. Yeah.
Oh, see?
Hey,
if he keeps asking you, it's going to be 12:30. Because you already extended it.
No.
Where did you go on Saturday night? Were you dipping in the moonshine again?
No. I was at the beach.
The beach.
Beach party. Great place for a party.
You did nighttime beaching?
I was there the whole day and night, yeah.
Wow.
Dan Day, what's your all right and oh no for the weekend?
My all right.
But I'm glad that he has great teammates that went to go help him out.
Okay. Yep.
That is big.
Yeah.
My all right's going to go to Jalen Waddle.
All right.
I just think 100 yards, first game. He was the guy that really looked like he was in mid-season form. Didn't seem like he was shaking off any dust. He looked real smooth out there. When we needed a big play, or at least a big pass, he was our guy.
I thought he got screwed by the spotter, too. Like, no, they went, hey. Put him in the tent. I'm like, what? He says he's fine.
Well, I think he was trying to play it off, like, by clapping and kind of like grabbing his helmet was turned almost off to the side of his face, though. But he was okay.
Always feels like the spotter's out to get Miami. What's your oh no, Dan Day?
The fights on and off the field for the Chargers and the Raiders yesterday.
Oh no! I
feel like the Raiders fans love to fight.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the Raiders
even if they're in Vegas.
I saw some dude get put into a guillotine.
I saw a woman get involved, and she was throwing haymakers, too, man. It was crazy, man.
Now, they really are us against the world.
Oh, yeah. Wild, dude. All right, that's all right. I don't know, everybody. Leroy, you embarked on a great journey. You saw great sadness. I am sorry for you.
Yes. Glad you're back, man.
But I am glad you are back.
Well, I didn't miss a day.
I hope you're rewarded.
You saw me on Friday.
I hope you're rewarded with Aaron Rodgers pooping the bed tonight.
See? All right. All right. I just tell you.
Come on, you're kind of rooting from against him. I'm rooting against
from
him.
From my own personal experience, Father Time is undefeated.
Dude, nothing would make.
And when it goes south, it goes south not like Tom Brady, but like Peyton Manning.
Dude, nothing would make me happier than him going out and stinking up the joint today on Monday Night Football.
Because you know what would be great? The explanations of all the parties. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also,
everything that's been said about the Jets, they open the season in the cellar of the AFC East.
Yep. Perfect. Just be, chef's kiss.
They're used to it.
Tremendous. That's the way it needs to go. But now we have to turn our attention, Leroy, to a statement game on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, we got some early, quick turnaround.
I know.
Yeah.
Right back at it, dude.
All right.
So that's what we got for you guys, everybody. If you missed any of today's show, you guys can get the podcast. You guys can go watch it on our YouTube page, Miami 560 WQAM, Hogman and Crowder. They're coming on up. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.